My father would not have given the defence of River Run over to Edmure unless he was very sick, she said, worried. I should have been woken as soon as this bird arrived. Your lady sister thought it better to let you sleep, Maester Coleman told me. I should have been woken, she insisted. Maester tells me your sister planned to speak with you after the combat, Sir Roderick said. Then she still plans to go through with this mummer's farce? Catelyn grimaced. The dwarf has played her like a set of pipes, and she is too deaf to hear the tune. Whatever happens this morning, Sir Roderick, it is past time we took our leave. My place is at Winterfell with my sons. If you are strong enough to travel, I shall ask Lysa for an escort to see us to Gulltown. We can take ship from there. Another ship? Sir Roderick looked a shade green, yet he managed not to shudder. As you say, my lady. The old knight waited outside her door as Catelyn summoned the servants Lysa had given her. If she spoke to her sister before the duel, perhaps she could change her mind, she thought, as they dressed her. Lysa's policies varied with her moods, and her moods changed hourly. The shy girl she had known at River Run had grown into a woman who was by turns proud, fearful, cruel, dreamy, reckless, timid, stubborn, vain, and above all, inconstant. When that vile turnkey of hers had come crawling to tell them that Tyrion Lannister wished to confess, Catelyn had urged Lysa to have the dwarf brought to them privately. But no, nothing would do but that her sister must make a show of him before half the Vale. And now this.